We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 9:30 in 716.
Panos is back.
We've been patrons, so we we've been in the Elmwood Village a long time, so we were very excited about it, and we kind of knew it was really a very popular spot.
They're keeping all the great things that Panos had, and the wonderful thing too is the owners live in the neighborhood.
I'm Tim Wenger on 9:30 and 716, powered by the Brothers of Mercy, a 5-star rated skilled nursing residence offering affordable living in a country setting. After a 4-month layup, Panos Restaurant is reopened. New owners, Chase and Affinity.
So, is everybody ready for a souvlaki breakfast? They're back.
That's how the news conference opened this morning as I sat along Elmwood Avenue as the strip was waking up, onlookers taking a glance at the cameras and microphones as Panos' new look was being reopened. I walked through the restaurant following the ribbon cutting with the new owner.
Well, I think it's a very different look. It's much lighter.
Mark Chasen was a regular customer, and now he owns the place.
We took the ceilings up, so they're much taller ceilings now. And it just has a very different feel, different color scheme, mostly whites and blues. So we wanted to get a kind of a Mediterranean feel, and that's what we were after.
Did you realize you were acquiring kind of a landmark restaurant at the time that you did this?
Sure. We'd been patrons, so we we've been in the Elmwood Village a long time. So we were very excited about it, and we kind of knew it was really a very popular spot.
What has this process been like? I know it's not easy to open a restaurant.
It's not. I think the biggest challenge was getting it done in the quickest time frame possible, because we just didn't want to be closed and have people be disappointed. So we did have a few delays. People notice the signs a couple of times we had to change. But I think in the end we really got the product that we were after. So hopefully it's worth the wait.
How long did this take?
It took 4 months.
That's incredible. I mean, it's, you know, I know the restaurant was operating, it was in good shape, et cetera, but I mean, to come in here with a new vision and completely redo a restaurant, that's pretty quick work.
It was a lot of work, a lot of long nights, and everybody, as I said before, it was really a collaborative effort, and without the teams that worked together, it couldn't have happened in that time frame.
All right, everybody wants to know about the menu. Is there going to be like a drastic change from what people might have known?
There's not. The menu is going to be very much the same. We've had a lot of people comment about how they have favorites and please keep their favorites. So we're keeping the menu very similar. We're adding some new additions. And I would say if anybody feels that we've missed anything or one of their favorites, we're happy to find out and let us know.
All right, so we're standing in what would be considered what, a main dining room here?
Main dining room, yes.
Okay. What changes have you made in here? You mentioned the ceiling.
The ceiling, new windows, and the old windows did open to the outside, but we have a new deck. The fans, lighting, the paneling, there's quite a few changes.
Is the seating capacity any different from what it was prior?
It's the same.
Okay. All right, and if we kind of walk over this way, when you first walk into the restaurant from the parking area, this would be the bar area.
That's right, yeah.
Any change here?
Yes, it used to be on the other side, and because it was on the other side, there was no access to the windows. So when we put it over here, we were able to open the windows and bring in a lot more light.
How popular is the bar part of the restaurant? I mean, it's such a known place for like breakfasts and brunches. Does the bar do well?
I think...
You're about to find out.
You're about to find out. I know there are a lot of people that come and sit at the bar for lunch, and that's a popular spot, or was before, so I think that still will be.
Okay, and then upstairs?
Upstairs, it's a little quieter. There's carpeting upstairs, and... very similar decor, but just downstairs a little probably more lively with the bar and so on, and then upstairs a little bit quieter.
All right, and as we look into the kitchen, it looks like there's been some changes in there. It looks pretty high-tech, pretty modern.
It's pretty modern, and we opened up the window so people will see the cooking going on. And we have one dish that is kind of exciting. It's a flaming cheese, so you'll be able to see that through the window.
How do the chefs and cooks feel about all of, you know, being able to be seen like that?
I think they kind of like it. It's kind of exciting, so I think they like it.
All right. And, you know, Elmwood is a busy area. It's getting more and more busy every day. Parking, it all an issue? Is it the same parking scenario that Panos had before?
It's the same parking, and it was really one of the things that was key, we felt, because there it does have parking, and not that many places do, so it was a big advantage.
What kind of response are you getting from people? It's almost, I would think you're almost like a hero for keeping the place going, taking it maybe to the next step.
Well, I would say that we've been getting great response. People are very excited. There's a lot of chatter. I think a lot of people are anxious to come in and see what it's all about now. So we hope they like it.
All right. And the hours?
The hours are pretty much the same as they were. Starts early, about 7 o'clock, and then during the week, I believe it's till 10, and weekends to 11.
Best of luck, and I'll see you soon, very soon.
Well, we look forward to it. Thank you.
All right, we're standing in front of the famous or infamous Panos restaurant. It's got to be a great thing for your district.
Yeah, this is wonderful. When they closed the restaurant to do renovations in February, a lot of people were calling my office, and a lot of people were talking about how excited they'll be when the restaurant opens.
Joel Ferraletto is the Buffalo Common Councilman representing the bustling Elmwood Strip where Panos is located.
And I'm just absolutely thrilled with the renovations. It looks gorgeous inside, and they're going to keep the same family atmosphere, which is such a wonderful thing for the neighborhood.
Yeah, it was really kind of a shock. I remember the day we found out that that the restaurant was going to change hands or was going to close. There's concern, you know, this is an iconic spot along the Elmwood Strip.
Yeah, there was some concern, and a lot of people were asking, is it going to be the same? Is it going to be different types of food? Is it still going to be a family place? But they're keeping all the great things that Panos had. And the wonderful thing, too, is the owners live in the neighborhood. They live just a few blocks away from here, so they're really in touch with what the past customers wanted, what they liked, and they're going to do a wonderful job here.
A lot of other things going on along Elmwood in the strip. This fits right in. It's been here, obviously, so there's not a drastic change in the fascia, so to speak.
Yeah, it's been here for years. Everyone loves it. People come here when they're from out of town. People like coming to Elmwood, being right on Elmwood Avenue. And when you think of restaurants on Elmwood, one of the first things that comes to mind is Panos. So I'm absolutely thrilled that they're keeping the menu very similar, but also did a wonderful job with the renovations inside.
Good spot for a breakfast meeting with constituents or the mayor, or both.
Both. It's there's always a ton of people here, and it's such a fun place to be at.
So grab an omelet and enjoy. We're back tomorrow.
That's 9:30 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.